When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, and welcome to another episode. You're with Sol.
And me, Dims. So what's on the menu? Or to be more precise, what's on the table? Did you get it?
Yeah, I get it. Anyway, we're going to talk about comparing eating at home to eating out. See you in a bit. Welcome back. So, Dims, if you had to choose, what do you prefer, eating at home or eating away?
Yeah, home cooked is always best and usually the healthier option, but I don't mind the occasional takeout, to be honest.
Well, I tend to eat more at home now due to allergy and dietary conditions. But when I was young, it was mostly takeout. I tend to only eat takeouts if it's with the family and occasionally with some mates.
Pretty much the same.
During the pandemic, after speaking to a few people, I started to notice a pattern.
What pattern?
I've noticed that after speaking to a few people, that they like to prepare food at home. I'm not just talking about cooking at home, but actually creating stuff like bread. I know you can get them from supermarkets, but I got a mate who actually buys sourdough and now makes bread at home. This is a great idea. I wish I had his willpower and the drive. Unfortunately, this is what I lack. I think you need to have an interest too.
Sounds good. True, you do need to have the passion for cooking, especially to make it from scratch. But if you're anything like me, that won't happen. Way too much effort. Lol.
Okay. Another situation I came across was in a WhatsApp group that I was invited to, all thanks to the same mate who had invited me to the group.
Same mate who buys sourdough and makes the bread at home?
Yep, the same.
Where's my invite?
One. Well, I'll pass on the message and see if I can obtain a link for the group and we will see if you are worthy.
Course I am, bro.
Anyway, back to the conversation to hand. The group is mostly made of fellow, passionate barbecue creators. When they show images and videos, it makes my mouth water. I've learned some hints and tips just on there. Some stuff like Weber Spirit, E320, Weber Original Kettle, E4710. These are just to name a couple. It's not just barbecue that they talk about.
Barbecue.
But make some homemade pizzas as well. Pizza power! One example that they make pizzas are on the Unikaru wood and charcoal pizza oven. It's great to see these pictures and videos. And if anyone on the group are listening, keep up the good work. Sorry, can't mention your names as I haven't asked your permissions. But if you are interested in mentioning your names, just give us a shout.
Yeah, and give us some of that pizza.
Pizza time.
Lol. And that's a lot of info right there, Sol. And did you just mention E47? I thought that was a moisturising cream. Lol.
It's not E47, it's E4710. And that's just to make as Weber are on the top of the range of barbecue stuff. After looking into this, this gave me an idea in creating an episode on this situation. What are the advantages and disadvantages in eating at home or buying a takeaway? Before we get into the meat of it, Dims, can you think of some advantages of eating at home?
Yeah, it's more fresh. You know exactly what ingredients goes into it and how much care the food has been prepped with, such as hygiene, for example, just to name a few.
I agree with that, as I will mention that in a few ticks. But first of all, the main aspect is that it saves money. Eating homemade food tends to be usually cheaper than, let's say, eating at a restaurant or buying food that is processed in the supermarket. Do you agree, Dims?
Yeah, of course.
The way this works is that you can make and plan several meals in advance. If you have done this, you will be less likely to be tempted to eat something else if you have already planned or something that has already been made. The next part of the food aspect is to create a shopping list, so you can tend to stick to that, as this will help you avoid buying extra food. And finally, having leftovers. Saving leftovers is not just a great idea for the planet, but it also creates less waste. Saving leftovers can be placed in a freezer or refrigerator. Once stored, you can reheat the food at a later date when you don't have time to cook.
Sure, it is cheaper to make homemade foods, but then that's just it. Eating out, you pay for the convenience, but someone else doing the cooking and cleaning.
Another advantage of eating at home is that it saves time.
Come on, Sol. Making food at home, that just sounds like way too much hard work for me, lol.
Let me get to that, Dims. First, it might seem like grabbing something to eat at a takeout or local supermarket or even a restaurant might seem like a quick solution. But many times it can be much faster to cook something at home, especially when you plan ahead. If you search online, watch videos and ask family and friends, there are so many meals that can be made in less than 30 minutes. If you choose to be more creative and make a complex recipe, you can always cook in bulk and eat the surplus later in a week or freeze it.
That makes sense.
Well, we can both agree on this and that it does have healthier ingredients. Many commercial prepared foods are high in fat, salt, and to me the main factor which I have to cut out is sugar. When we prepare our own food, we know exactly which ingredients and how much of each are going into our food compared to buying a takeout.
Yep, agreed. Just like I said before, you can keep an eye on the hygiene factor if it's made at home.
Another benefit of homemade food is that you can prepare the meal for a family member that has a food allergy. So let's say you have a member who has a nut allergy. When you're out and about, there's no guarantee that it will be nut-free, as it might be contaminated. Only when you are in control of your own kitchen, you can reduce the risk of an allergic reaction.
That's right, you have full control when you cook at home, so you can better cater for people's allergies and tolerances.
Not only that, we have the portion size as well. Have you ever noticed when you are eating out, the portion sizes are all over the place? Some places, the portion sizes are too big. Some are small.
Yep, you're absolutely right on that one. But some people are a bit fussy, or a bit too fussy. Oh, it's too big. Oh, it's too small. Oh, it's too hot. Oh, it's too cold. Like a bunch of bloody Goldilockses. Lol.
Well, actually, you are right. When you are preparing food at home, you can gauge how much food is needed. So let's say you have a family of four. If you have been preparing food at home, you will know how much you will make and not go over. This in turn eliminates waste and unnecessary temptation to make more or buy more compared to eating away.
Totally agree.
And finally, another advantage that would be it brings family together. Eating at home gives the whole family time to talk about how their day went. Not just that, a family with children can get their children involved into preparing food. You can ask them to read the recipe out loud or mix ingredients. I've seen this at first hand, as when my wife prepares food, my children wants to get involved and help out. So in turn, this makes a fun activity and also teaches healthy ingredients habits.
That's some great advice right there. And I agree, especially in this digital world, more time is needed. So what better way than a home-cooked family dinner?
Now that we've covered the advantages of eating at home, let's mention the disadvantages. Can you think of any, Dims?
Well, I suppose after a bit, it can get a bit boring eating the same or similar foods.
Good point, Dims. Eating the same food can be mundane, but the first one would have to be an interest in cooking food. If a person has no interest in making food at home, then how do you go over that hurdle? No interest, no homemade food. Do you agree, Dims?
Exactly. Just like me, Sol, you know the score. Can't cook, won't cook. And I have tried to get into cooking, but it just doesn't interest me at all.
The second thing I can think of is convenience. If people are busy most of the time, either with work or travelling or other scenarios, I can't think of any at this moment, then grabbing food from a supermarket or fast food from a takeout would be the best option for them.
Exactly. Like I said before, you pay the extra peso or dough for the convenience.
Another one would be chores. After the food has been prepared and eaten, after the whole family has eaten, then who will do the dishes? Not everyone is willing to do them, correct? Well, that's my take on this. Your thoughts, Dims?
True. Some people are messy cooks. So messy that no one wants to clean up after them, as the cleanup could take longer than it did to make and consume the entire meal. Lol.
And finally, the double-edged sword of things, and that is time.
Hold on, I thought you just said earlier that was an advantage.
That is correct, Dims. But when you start off, most things are difficult and takes time. The more you practice, the easier it gets. So at the beginning, this could be off-putting for most people. Do you agree?
I agree. It's a bit like podcasting. It's still hard work, but I guess we're getting used to it now.
Yeah, I have to agree. Creating episodes, recording, and finally, editing. It's difficult, but it's becoming more manageable, and we are starting to know the recipe. Well, now that we've covered eating at home, let's run through the takeaway aspect of this episode, the advantages and disadvantages of a takeaway. The first one is...
Let me guess, it's time.
Yep, you guessed it. It's time.
What is it with you and time today?
Well, you can call me Kronos then. Anyway, if a person or a family don't have enough time to make food at home, or like previously, they are out and about, then eating out would be the best option.
Agreed.
The second one I can think of is family time together. Again, this might bring family together. If you don't spend enough time together, this can be done for special occasions, such as Eid, wedding, graduation, or other special occasions.
Once again, I agree. What's going on with me agreeing with you so much today? Did you put something in my drink? But yeah, it's becoming more of a trend nowadays, especially on special occasions, as people like to go out in groups or families and groups of friends to dine out.
Yeah, I agree. Now that we've covered the advantages, the next steps are the disadvantages of eating out. Dims, can you think of any?
Yeah, well, eating out too much could be bad for your overall health.
That is correct. Health is the main concern. With health, the main one I can think of is money. This could really put a dent in your wallet. It can run up a bill, especially when eating out every day.
Yes. Great advice again from Sol. Peeps, don't eat out. Eat better instead. Lol. But now, Sol, I know what you mean. You gotta look after the pennies, as it all adds up.
The next one is allergies. Food that is cooked in restaurants and takeaways can't guarantee that they are certain allergy-free compared to making food at home. Do you agree, Dims?
Yep, agreed. Especially if you have health conditions that could get worse. You're gambling with your health there.
Talking about health, the last one I can think of is quite biggie, and that is food poisoning. I can give you an example of a mate I used to work with who had food poisoning. In my previous role, I used to work at a call centre where we used to get lunches together. One day, I didn't see him in the office. Just sent out a text message to him just to see if he's okay. He said he wasn't well. So I said, okay, if you need anything, just ask. A couple of weeks passed and I rang him because I haven't seen him in the office. No answer. So I thought, let me just send out another message, text message, just to see if he's okay, as you do. And he said, he's not well, and to pray for him. Now, obviously, if somebody says that, to me, I get a bit worried. Don't you agree, James?
Yeah, you would, definitely. Yeah.
So I said, yeah, I said the same thing again, like, you know, if you need anything, I'm here for you. So just let me know. He just said, yeah, look, I'm not in the right frame of mind. Just pray for me. So obviously, so
is this the same day, or how long has it been?
No, it's been 2 weeks.
Oh, okay, 2 weeks. So, oh, cool, yeah.
Like I said, after 2 weeks, that's why I messaged him. So the first one was a message. That was 2 weeks before. And then I gave him a call. No answer. Then I messaged him, you know, in a span of 2 weeks. And then another 2 weeks passed. About a month later, roughly about a month or so, he was back in the office. I just said, oh, it's great to see you. How are you doing? All right. He goes, yeah, trust me. He goes, I wasn't well. I mean, all right, okay. What happened? So he went to get a meal at a seafood place. And that's the issue that gave him food poisoning. It was so severely bad, he had to get his stomach pumped. So to me, it's put me off seafood.
Great story. I think I've only ever had food poisoning once that I can remember. And it was from a uncooked chicken burger. But it was not as bad as your mate's. All I remember is I threw up loads. And my mate that went with me to the takeaway, he had a similar experience. Plus he had a stomachache for like 2 or 3 days. So we just stuck to fluids and eating light foods just to sort of heal ourselves. And obviously we boycotted that takeaway. But yeah, personally, I've never experienced that severe level of food poisoning, alhamdulillah. And if you guys listening have any stories that you would like to share, why not drop us a mail?
Yeah, I totally agree. Why don't you drop us a mail? These are just a few topics we've covered in this episode. I know there is a lot more that we could have covered if time wasn't a constraint.
There you go again, going on about time.
Moving on. Why not subscribe to our website so we can send out a free cookbook? Our website is nosuchnonsense.com. Anything else to add, Dims?
Yeah, some great, quick and easy recipes are in that book. And best of all, it's free. So go on and claim your free copy today.
Well, that's everything. Hope this has been an insight on Between. Take care and peace out.
Join us at the table next week. Until then, take care and bye-bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.